This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The contract to run one of the key benchmarks in the global financial system has been awarded to the people who bring you the New York Stock Exchange. Starting next year, NYSE Euronext will take control of LIBOR, the rate banks use to borrow from each other and one that guides all sorts of interest rates, from mortgages to credit cards. That is the same LIBOR that was at the center of a collusion scandal. For more, let's bring in Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Good morning.
Hello, David.
Remind us what went wrong with LIBOR?
LIBOR, London Interbank Offered Rate. It's been run by a trade group, the British Bankers Association, and it's not a market interest rate. It's a rate that's posted or made public by the banks. They tell a data collection agency, in this case Reuters, the rate at which they borrowed from other banks, or they estimate the rate at which they would have borrowed if they'd been in the market for a loan. And this is where the scandal occurred. It emerged that bank staff were manipulating these rates, rigging them, adjusting them up or down, so that their own traders could make money on the back of these interest rate movements. This was pretty devastating because, as you say, LIBOR interest rates are a key benchmark used for trillions of dollars worth of financial transactions. So this manipulation has been a major scandal.
So now an American company, the NYSE, gets to run LIBOR. How big a blow might this be to the mainly British financial companies that used to come up with it?
Well, the new rate-setting body will still be based in the UK. It'll be regulated by Britain's main market regulator. The fact that a non-British company, the NYSE, has been chosen to run it, I think this is designed to reassure international investors and restore the credibility of LIBOR. The fact that it's been taken away from the British Bankers Association, it was inevitable, but it is a humiliation, no doubt about it. The British banks had controlled this prestigious, crucial benchmark, and they blew it.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London.